Labour Party policy at this stage, but we can check his evidence on that.
I thought it was part of the five, but anyway. Okay, we should check it.
Excuse me, this man should be arrested for war crimes. J.P. Morgan paid him off for the Iraq war. 3 months after we invaded Iraq, he held up the Iraq bank for $20 billion. He was then paid $6 million every year and still is from J.P. Morgan 6 months after he left office. The man is a war criminal!
And I'd like to find out how this gentleman managed to access the court through what is supposed to be a secure corridor. And I'll have an investigation undertaken about that immediately. I apologise.
That's fine. Can I just say, actually, on the record, what he said about Iraq and J.P. Morgan is completely and totally untrue. I've never had a discussion with them about that or any relationship between them and Iraq.
You should not feel... You're entitled to say what you want.
Yeah.
You should not feel it necessary to answer somebody else's points.
No, I appreciate that, but part of the difficulty actually with modern politics, and I'd say this not as a criticism of the media, is that my experience of the reporting of these events is that you can have 1,000 people in a room and someone gets up and shouts or throws something, that's the news.